Yesterday we saw from the Rambam, the Hakdamah, the introduction to all of Seder Taharis. And today we'll begin with an introduction, a psicha, to our own Masechta, Masechta Tekelim, by the Kahati. Seder Taharis, the Seder of Taharis, is osik in the dinim of Tumah and the Tahara. And we've mentioned in several places that there are various dargos, various levels in Tumah. Hadriga HaYonah, the highest degree of Tumah, is what's called an Av HaTumah. And that's not including, the truth is, a mace. A dead corpse is Avi Avos HaTumah, that's the highest. But thereafter is Av HaTumah. And why is a mace an Avi Avos, why is that the highest? Because Lefisha Oz Asanitva Bala Av HaTumah, because one who touches a mace becomes an Av HaTumah. So the highest level is really a mace, the Avi Avos HaTumah. One who touches a mace becomes an Av HaTumah, and then Av HaTumah is going to be the general highest degree, right below Avi Avos HaTumah with regards to Tumah. Now, what's an Av HaTumah? A Sharis is an Av HaTumah, a creeper crawling insect, an Avela, a dead carcass, a Zav, one who has this emission from their body, this Zav emission, a Mitzor, one who has Tsaras. All of these are going to be Avos HaTumah. However, local avos haTumah shavim b'koach tumasam. Not all avos are equal with regards to the strength of their tumah. For example, a sharetz is going to be tameh with maga, with touching, but not with masa, not with carrying. Whereas an avela, that carcass, is tameh both with maga and with masa. We'll discuss in the first parak of our mesechta. Shukein psichel chal haseda. So the first parak of our mesechta is also going to be like an introduction to the whole entire seder. Now, a nitma, one becomes tummy from an av hatama. So going down the chain, then that person is going to be a vlad hatama. Vishhevel is a difference between an av hatama and a vlad hatama. An av hatama is metame in adam and kalim, people and utensils. Whereas a vlad hatama ain't a metame, it's not going to be metame adam and kalim, it's only metame ochlem umashkim, food and drink. Because therefore, an av hatama is called tuma chamor, a strict tuma, whereas a vlad hatama is called a tuma kala, more lenient tuma. Kol nageya ba'avatumah, anyone touches an avatumah is going to be called a rishon l'tumah. So once someone touches an av, he becomes a rishon. If imnaga maichel, if food touches a rishon l'tumah, then the food becomes a sheni for tumah. Vanogeya, one who touches a sheni for tumah will become a shlishi for tumah. However, ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. With regards to chulin, non-sacred items, a sheni cannot make a shlishi. Only in truma and kodesh could a sheni make a shlishi. And one such as a shlishi will become a revi'i. However, aval in shlishi osu revi'i l'tumah elav kodesh bavad. Shlishi can only translate to revi'i in kodesh and kodeshim, and nothing else. And kol osun hadargos shalamata, all the levels below the avatumah are all going to be deemed a vlad hatumah. Now, in the parsha of Tumas HaSheretz, the psukim say, it's in Vayikra, Yod Aleph, six psukim from Chaf Tes through Lamed Hey. We'll just go through it quickly. Sounds like this. V'zelechem atameh, this is be what's tameh to you. B'sharetz ha-sharetz ala aretz, and the creeper crawling insects that crawl on the ground. Hacholet is the weasel. Achbar is the mouse. Tzav is the toad. Aleminehu. V'hanaka is a hedgehog. V'hakoach is a species of lizard. V'alata'a is a lizard. V'hachomet is a snail. V'atenshames is a mole. Eila hataneim lechem mikol ha-sharetz. All these can make you tameh. Kol nageyabahem b'mosam. If you touch them while they are dead, yitma ad ha'arv you tameh until the evening. So it could be mitami or kalim as well. Then it's tami until the evening, then it becomes tar. So kli charis is different to earthenware. Even if it falls in the inside, the airspace, it becomes tame without even touching it. And then you have to break it. You cannot tevel it. So we're going to darshan out these psukim throughout the Masechta. We'll see also over here in the introduction exactly what we're learning out from these psukim. There'll be essential points we're going to have for the Masechta here. It's mentioned also with regards to the booty, the shalal that Klai Yisrael took in the War of Midian, in that Midbar Perkot Aleph psukim. Peraklam and Aleph Psukim Chaf, and then Chaf Beis through Chaf Gimel, so not Chaf Aleph. It says V'chol Begad V'chol Kli Ar V'chol Masa Izim V'chol Kli Eis Teschatau Ach Tzav Esa Kesef Esa Nechoshes Esa Barzel Esa Bdil Esa Oferes Kol Dav Asher Yavu Be'Eish Aviu Be'Eish V'Taher So we learn from these psukim that kelim, shah kelim, utensils are makabel tuma, it's going to be a total of 7 categories. Vehem, and they are kli matechas, metal kelim, kli eitz, wooden kelim, kli ar, leather kli, like some kind of, you know, like a cistern made out of leather, or some kind of pouch made out of leather, kli eitz, a wooden kli, we dash now to the words, v'chol maise izim, so this comes to include anything that comes from the goat, from the horns, from the hooves, and behind you, this is kli etz, and it includes the bones. Beged, a kli made out of a garment, meaning clothing. So it doesn't have to necessarily mean like a cup or a plate or a spoon. It could be actual clothing. So kelim could mean utensils or it could mean clothing. So of course, beged clothing. Sack, like a sack. Kli cheres and earthenware kelim. And then we add medir habanan, so these are all medirayisa. Medir habanan, we add clay zechuches, glass kelim as well. And v'yeshev delim, there are several differences between that of all kelim and that of clay cheres, of the earthenware kli. Number one, kli cheres, eina mekabel tuma ela me'aviroi. It's only going to be mekabel tuma via its inside airspace. V'lo megabai, but not from outside. So for example, if a sheres makes a dead insect is hanging inside the kli, you have a kli cheres bowl, and the sheretz mace is hanging inside the kli cheres bowl, even though it's not touching it, the kli is going to be tamei. However, if it touched it, mi b'chutz, from outside the kli is still tar. Whereas all other kelim are mekabel tumah, whether from inside, whether from outside, as long as the tumah is touching the kli. However, if the tumah just enters the airspace of the kli by other kelim, then the kelim will not be tamei. Number two, kli cheres, tamei. So if you have a kli cheres which is already tamei, it'll be metame, it'll transfer tumah to eichem and mashkim, to food and drink, that are even hanging inside as well. Afilu einim neigimai, even if it's not touching it. Whereas other kelim tameim, einim metamem, they're not going to be metamem, the ochem and the mashkim, that are hanging inside their airspace, if they're not touching it. Kiim eichem and mashkim and nogimem, only if it touches the eichem and mashkim will transfer tumah. Otherwise, if it's just hanging in its airspace, it will not transfer the tumah. And number three, klicheres shenitma, ein letara mikvah. Klicheres becomes tamei, you cannot be metara by dipping in the mikvah. Rather, you have to break it. When you break it, that's how it becomes tar, and then you can reconstruct it. Whereas other kelim become tamei, except from zechuchas, glass kelim, yishlem tar, because they could be metar in the mikvah, umikan nikram him clay shatev. Therefore, we call them clay shatev, kelim that could be rinsed, meaning they could be placed in the mikvah to become tar. And vish odev dil, there are other differences as well between clay cheres and other kelim, as will be explained in our mesechta. Ach, Nosef Oed will add as well, Davar Echad, one more matter in the Indian of Kli Cheres. Shalfi, according to the first difference that we brought up, Ein Kli Cheres Mekavim Tuma, Elim Kein Yishlam Toich. The Kli Cheres has to have a toch. It has to have depth. That's when it's Mekavim Tuma. Avam Ein Lam Toch, if there's no depth to it, and there's a Pshuti Kli Cheres, it's just like a flat board of Cheres, then that's not going to be Mekavim Tuma at all. Moving on. Gam shar kelim, other kelim as well, except for kli matechas, except for metal kelim, ein pishuteim. Hainu kelim she'ein lam base kibul. If the kli has no base kibul, there's no way to hold it. It's just like a flat board. So ein pishuteim mekabel tuma minatar midaraisa. They will not be mekabel tuma, except for metal. Metal is going to be different. But all other kelim, ein pishuteim. If they're just like a flat board and they have no base kibul, no handling to it, so they're not mekabel tuma midaraisa. But avachachamim gadol chamer goes midera banan that they are mitat mekabel tuma kishlish lam truas kli, when they have like the image of a kli va'asuim, when they're used the shamish to serve a person and a person's kelim. So for example, like a table, a shulchan, where a person eats by the table and he places things as kelim on the table, masha enkin, whereas something which is mishamish a person alone and not as kelim, like a ladder. So a ladder is not going to be mekabel tuma even midera banan. But a table would be mekabel tuma b'der banan because it serves the person and the kelim. V'mehem ru'uyim l'mishkav u'moshav. And if these, you know, flat boards we're discussing are ro'i for lying or for sitting, even if they're only serving the person alone, then they will be mekabel tuma of tumas midras. Could go in, for example, of miyashav or shachav, aleim zav v'zav, sits or lays on them, then they will be mekabel tumas midras midaraisa min haTorah. And in this case, they'll be mekabel tuma from other tumas as well. At least on a rabbinic level, midera banan. but it's a flat board of charis of earthenware, is not makabatum at all, even the rabbanon, it's absolutely nothing. Now, kli zechuch is glass kelim, ain lem tumma minatayr, midday raisa, they're not makabatumma. It is that the chomer goes on them a tumma, because tchilas briyas minachol, they initially come from sand. But don't make them compare to kli charis. However, kavu dinam kishar kelim, the chacham were kavir, they're dinam kishar like other kelim, that they should be kabba tumba migabam by touching the outside, since hoyal venira teichem kebarim, because we can see right through them, we can see the inside right from the outside. Hoyal venira teichem mibachutz derech tefnosav, because it's see-through. Hashu teichem nira mibaran. Yeah, so this is what we're saying. Alva pshuteyem, but a flat piece of glass, is not going to be kabba tumba, even midirabana. Now, klima tachos metal kelim, ain hevel, there's not going to be any difference. Whether it's pshutim, it's a flat piece of metal, whether it's a mekableim, they have a receiving element to them, it doesn't matter. Even their pshutim, their flat pieces, are mekabel tuma midah araisa. Metal's going to be very strict. And now, v'yesh kli eitz, with regards to wooden kelim, or kli ar, kelim made out of hide, ukadim, and similar scenarios, av sheyesh lahem beis kivul, even though they have this receiving element to them, they're not mekabel tuma. V'hainu, when's this? Is manchin gedolim, when they're big and they're meant to stay in one place. Asuim lenoch b'mkomam. Lolo tato, they're not moved. Shkein lamdu gacham darshna from the pasuk of mikol kli eitz o beged o ar o sak. The tzarech shiyu kol kelim demim sak. All the kelim have to be compared to sak. Just like a sack is metato, you can move it mali reikin when it's full and when it's empty. Ah, kol everything shem metato that moves mali reikin when it's full and when it's empty. This comes to exclude a kli gadol, a big kli. So it has dimensions of an amma by an amma by three amos. Since it cannot be moved when it's full via one person, so it's not going to be makabel toma. Now, v'yesh shlosha, meaning there are three types of kelim that are not makabel toma at all, and that is kli galalim, kelim made out of dung, clay of adam, kelim made out of stone, and clay adam, kelim made out of earth. These are not mekabel tumah at all. And our mesechta dons in the prati didim of tumah and tara of all different types of kelim, hence the name mesechta kelim. Now there are 30 prakim in mesechta kelim, total of 254 mishnayos, the largest mishnayos in shas mishnayos. The chaluki become a kisve yad, in various kisve yad, it's divided actually into three bavos. Similar to that in Ezekiel, where we have a bavakaba, bavatsev, bavabasra, kabba by each baba being that of 10 prakim. And v'yeshe chelk was hababos, both in acher, others divided in a different manner. But the breakdown is like this. The first parak is going to explain all the avos atuma and their madrigos, their various levels. V'mishamish is going to serve as a psich, as an introduction to the entire Seder Taharas. Then prakim from beis through yud, we also in the lachas of klei charis. Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet will don the halachos of Kli Matachos. Tes Vav through Yud Tes will don the laws of Kli Eitz. And the Kli Eitz, Kli Ar, and Kli Atzam. Chav through Chav Hei, will don Bekama Tumos, Vataras, various Tumah and Tara, Hanagos to touch to all Kalim. Chav Vav through Chav Ches will explain the dinim of Ar and Beged. And then Chav Tes will be also in the shear of Yodos Habagadim V'Hakelim. And then finally, the last parak Lamed will down in the laws of clay Zechuchas of glass. So we don't really see glass till the very end of the Mesechta. And we bring here in the Psicha, Kama Pratim, all the different Pratim that we touched upon, that are the principles that bring you into Mesechta Kelim, that will open up the gates of to the Heichel of Das, as Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk in Yishaya, V'haya Emunas Itecha, Chosen Yeshua's Chachmas V'Da'as. So Da'as is referring to Seder Taharas. And he concludes over here, V'hi Ratzon V'lifnei Avinu Shemashmai, maybe Hashem's will. Hanos and Leah, V'Kayach, Hashem gives to the weak strength. V'achon L'adam Da'as, Hashem gives, you know, people knowledge. Shiyar Eineinu B'Taraso, Hashem should enlighten and open our eyes in His Torah. V'Tarinu V'Yaktishinu B'Tushaso, and purify and sanctify us in His Kedusha. Ukashem Shizachinu, it's like we're a Zocha. Barov Chasada, with the abundant kindness of Hashem, to be Messiah, the five Siddharim prior, we did Zram and Ezekin and Kachim and Moed and Nashim. Kach, which we Nizke, Betuva, with goodness to explain and to conclude, say to Taurus, without any kind of Tekala, Umrechshal, Chalila, Ki Hashem Itin Chachma, Mipiv Das Usvuna. Okay, beautiful. And with that, we conclude the introduction.